This is Parental Leave, a weekly-ish podcast where mummies, and daddies can talk about anything but kids. Welcome. I'm Nick Winslade.
Hello. Would you like me to introduce myself?
Sure.
I'm Beck Whitley, at beck.whitley.
We should just refer to each other as just Instagram handles from now on.
I like that, actually.
Okay. So we launched this weekly podcast over a month ago. This is our second episode. I mean, it was such a hit, it was hard to do a follow-up. Sequels are never good, right?
No, exactly.
Maybe it was
so long ago.
I know. We were in lockdown then, I think, weren't we?
No, we weren't.
We were in some sort of level. We're on a level.
Oh, maybe two. I'm very aware of the fact that last time I recorded this, there was a lot of popping from my p's. So I'm trying to leave my phone a bit further away from my mouth so I don't pop all the time.
Ah, okay.
That's I didn't notice you doing it.
Yeah, I thought that was the vodka. I wasn't going to say anything, but
actually, it might have been. We'll see how we go this week.
There's no clinks. I can't hear any clinks of ice in the background.
The ice.
there was a fair bit going on as well and in our lives and just around the world, and it didn't feel like the right thing to be doing, to having a mindless escapism podcast. And so we felt like it was a bit immature, even more so than we normally are, to come on here and pretend that nothing's happening. But
a bit tone deaf, wouldn't it have been, to do that?
Yeah, yeah. But due to popular demand, we are back. And we know also, we've just been talking about how important also that it is that we have this outlet just for ourselves, but also just escape that mundane reality and the struggle of life with offspring.
And it would just, like, how important it is for people to listen to us talk absolute shit as well, because I just don't know how people have coped these last 3 weeks without the quality riveting content that we have.
I think we're right up there, girl. We're right up there. We might win awards with this.
I'm just reading these notes. Beck went blonde to brunette.
Yeah, so this is news. Okay, so hang on. So lockdown ended. We had zero cases.
Don't even get me started.
And now are we back to zero?
Yeah, we are, thank God. But I feel like we're teetering, aren't we? And then I saw today that there's another bloody pandemic that we should all start being freaked out about. But to be honest, I just saw a glimpse of it and then I just didn't even watch it anymore. I can only deal with one pandemic at a time. Give me a second to deal with the first one.
Yeah. And there's a bit of fatigue. Yeah. There's big news fatigue.
And how is it that we've gone from, when was the last pandemic? A million years ago, to now potentially having two in a year?
Yeah. Or is it that we're super sensey about it and it's like,
it's all just,
suddenly it makes headlines.
Yeah, I think so.
But also, other big news, you went brunette.
I did. Now, I didn't commit to it, though. I've used a toner, which just changed the colour of my blonde, so then I didn't have to ruin my hair if I didn't like it. But you know what? I think I'm going to stick with the brunette. It's nearly washed out, but I think I'm going to let it completely wash out and I'm going to go darker.
Have you noticed any difference, in life?
With the attention from men, you mean? Yeah, oh, so much. I just feel... Yeah, I'm so much sexier. No, I literally just look at it for a maintenance point of view and how often I can get to the hairdresser without my children.
I was blonde accidentally one time, and as many of us all were at some point. And I remember going back brunette, and it's probably 19, 20, and I noticed the sideways glances definitely dropped off as a brunette.
Okay. I haven't noticed anything. It's when I take my wedding ring in to get checked at the mall and you have to leave it for a half an hour while it gets checked, and I'm just terrified of all the proposals I'm going to get while I've got no ring on for that half an hour, mixed with the brown hair, honestly.
Yeah, well, I went through a big shift as well with my hair. I went from grey to brunette after lockdown.
Well done.
It was a well overdue situation, and it wasn't until I got under the fluorescent lights of the salon that I really noticed how bad things were. I could see fleck halfway down. Did you ever get the what do we used to call it, the spag, mince and cheese?
Oh, yes.
And it was brunette underneath and the blonde on the top, and that was me but with grey.
I have to be honest, and I don't want to rub it in your face, I don't have any greys yet. I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know what to say. My mum had grey hair from maybe 27, and now she's pretty much white. My dad doesn't have any grey hair, and he's nearly 60. And my nana is 80, 9, and she doesn't really have much grey hair either. So I'm lucky, I guess.
I plucked a grey hair from my eyebrow.
Oh, okay. And there's so much. Do you know what? I've had one grey hair. I remember when I was about 24 because I was living in England and I pulled it out and I was like, shit, this is it. This is it. And it was so much thicker than the normal hairs. I just don't like, why does it have to come back thicker? Grey's one thing, but thicker? Coarser?
You know, and pube line.
Yeah, what a cruel, cruel world.
What about the carpet, though? Like, does that go grey?
I thought you were literally asking me about my carpet because I'm getting you carpet tomorrow. but I'm going to go ahead.
You're getting a shade of grey.
I reckon it'll go grey, surely.
I mean, I don't ever want to Google search that.
I will take one for the team we'll if just you'd like. I reckon they'll fall out when you get old. Like, I remember seeing my granddad's legs. Just chuck that in quickly before anyone thinks I'm going anywhere else. Legs. And he was so old. He was like 96 or 97. And I remember thinking, where the hell are the hairs on your legs? You have no hairs. So I can only assume old people lose their hair everywhere. That's the conclusion I made from that.
Well, we could just ask someone.
Excuse me, are your pubes, what colour are they? What's your age and what colour are they?
Well, at least that, you know, at least some maintenance, you know, goes, like, declines as the other maintenance and has to go.
Well,
I'm actually getting
all mine lasered off. Gone.
Just
I started before lockdown and then lockdown just screwed me up. And, wow, this is real cool. I'm highly allergic to wax. So I've tried to wax. And the last time I went with a friend, okay, and we went together and we didn't realize we were going to be laying next to each other on beds with a tiny little curtain, like we could see each other's heads and and we were getting wax and we could just see each other's face going like, what the fuck is going on? And then the next day I was like to my friend, does yours look like this? Because I don't think it's supposed to look like this. And it was honestly third degree burns. And every time I've tried so many different waxes and places and that's what happens. So I can't wax.
This is not in any way the same, but I thought my whole life that coriander was spicy and disgusting.
Well, it is fucking disgusting, but it's not spicy. God. Oh, God.
Yeah, so I was always like, fuck it. Fuck this salad's spicy. What's in it? Nothing. It's coriander.
I think the world would be a better place if coriander did not exist. But why did you think it was spicy? You must have been eating, did someone tell you that? Or were you eating a salad every time that had something else?
I think it's a mild allergic reaction, which is brought on from the actual taste, which is fucking disgusting. But my mum's afraid.
Aren't we all?
Also allergic, mildly allergic as well. But I thought, anyway.
I'm allergic to pineapples and kiwi fruits, and I never used to be. When I eat kiwi fruit, I feel like I'm going to die. Yeah, my throat, I'm like, oh God, this is it. This is the end. The end is here. This morning I woke up and I had like an egg eye because I was allergic to something. I don't know what. Could barely see. It was so red and like the iris is covered by the white parts.
Okay. Well, moving on to our next segment.
I can't wait.
What we've been binging this week. So I finally started Ozark.
Yep.
But I kind of feel like it's just another Breaking Bad. And I'm like a Breaking Bad like purist. Like that was, you know, good and it's time and it was amazing and original. I just feel like this is a little bit too much the same. And I'm sure there's some plot twists and whatever spoilers and I'm only into the second season. So I got to give it some time. But it has been one of those ones where I'm like, I just want to like put a movie on for the kids and go and watch it. So I suppose it's been that good. Okay, another thing I've been binging is those proper crisps, which are just like a hefty $4.50 a bag.
Should I mortgage the house?
But so good.
What flavor?
So good. The paprika. Paprika. But they do apple cider vinegar one. Like, you know, you're in the aisle and you're like. Okay.
Yeah, you could get 3 packets of Pam's for that.
Yeah, but then you get the aftertaste where you want to throw up.
I'm just not a huge chips crisps person. I'm saying that I like the Delicio, whatever it's called, caramelized onion and vinegar, and then the tzatziki, and the sweet chili relish.
Oh, so all
range.
Of them? All
yeah,
of
just that flavors. Range. Yeah, don't even come near me with ready salted. What a waste of time. Yeah. What about when your friend's over? What have I been binging?
Yeah.
Well, we're still into New Girl, which I was into last time. And other than that, Edmund's triple chocolate mocha biscuits. I got a PR package of Edmund's biscuits. And I was like, they sent you the recipes as well. So it's kind of like, you know, it's just a homemade biscuit. What's the big deal?
Yeah.
And then I tried the triple chocolate mocha ones, and my life has never been the same since, because they're bloody delicious.
Did you have to make them yourself?
No, but they've got the option if you want to. You can make them, like, they've given you the recipe. But I've lost it, which is neat. actually, no, do you know what? That's something else I've been binging. Homemade muesli.
Oh, yeah.
I've been making it, and it's delicious.
Yeah, I went through that phase.
I think it's much more expensive than buying just a box.
I know. It is. So I thought because so my friends, when they were listening, they said that their partners were listening in the background to the last episode.
Nosy Parkers.
They probably haven't got this far with all of the chat around the Taj Mahal. But I thought, well, doesn't this lend itself to a new segment, which is along the lines of some passive aggressive nagging, which obviously needs a name.
What about, I'm just thinking of like an acronym.
PEP.
Peppin. Listen. What's Peppin?
You're going to have this. This is like when you turn the podcast up and go and listen to it around your partner so that we can just shame certain behaviors that they do around the house. For example, with leaving the lights on in a room and not turning them off.
Why is it so hard? The light switch is at the door. You literally walk past it on the exit. Just turn it off. It's like, what is the big deal? Do you know what I think? I reckon that they need to invent something for men where the light switch is actually triggered when you walk over something on the floor, like a traffic light. So they walk over it and it just turns it off at the same time.
Yeah. No. Or have like the ball aiming target thing. Because if you make it a game and they feel more masculated, is that the word?
What? Masculine.
If they have to throw a ball at a target, so just put like little target things, and then just give them just like a little baggie of balls.
A ball bag. What about a picture of breasts? And I bet you they'll look at it every time they walk out. Probably not mine. But a nice perky set.
Really good idea. I like that. Okay, where are we up to? Let's have a look.
TV show mashups.
Oh, this is the topic of the week, isn't it? So I was thinking TV show mashups, like the dream scenario. And I thought, what about Love Island meets The Undateables?
I bloody love it. I love The Undateables. So it's one of my favorite shows.
And imagine them all, you know, like, You understand, you get to know all their backstories, and then you just let them loose in a house.
Who's your favorite undateable?
There's one that I saw that he had heaps and heaps and heaps of memorabilia in his house of maybe Star Wars or something.
I think it's pretty standard on that show.
Okay. They're so fun and they're so hilarious, and they've just got no shame, and it'd be just great TV seeing them making friends as well as like falling in love. How nice would that be?
It's really nice. I feel like it's much nicer than what I thought we should do. Shortland Street and Big Brother Uncut, or some kind of like, every time I watch Shortland Street, I'm like, fuck, can we just like launch it up a little bit? Can we do like an after hours Shortland Street where there's like a swear word here and there, not just the word shag?
Yeah.
I mean, last night though, there was a dildo and I was like, okay, see, this is what happens. We should need to take this. It was getting quite raunchy last night. I thought if there was an after hours, just say fuck every now and then.
They've got diehard fans on that show, eh? Like, they make a show especially for the off season to just carry people through.
Yes. Like Drew's
holiday.
Yeah.
Drew's holiday. What the hell? Just take a break.
Yeah.
I'm sure you can take a couple of weeks.
I tell you what though, that 3 weeks over Christmas is the longest 3 weeks of my life.
Are you really into it? So yeah. I was like, are you?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I've gone so far now where I if it's on, I'm like, who the fuck is any of these people? Where's TK? Is he on it still?
Yeah, and his daughter Tilly's come back. Do you know what, though? If you watch it for a week, you'd know who everyone was.
Yeah, no, that's true. They do make it like that, eh?
Even when I moved to England, I used to get updates from friends to let me know what's going on.
Have you been on set?
No. Maybe someday someone will invite me.
Yeah.
Ben was like, you want to be on it? I was like, even if they offer me a leading role, you know, just like hypothetically, not that I ever really think about it. I wouldn't be able to do it. I'd never be able to be an actor ever.
Nah. But what
I
would
could
you
not.
If you could be in like a non-speaking cast,
funny. It would be pretty funny. Can you imagine me just being like a nurse in the background, just like walking through the shot just for like 10 seconds?
Yeah, just like trying to look really medical.
Yeah.
I would like to be like a patient. Maybe
I'd like to be a baddie.
Yeah, but
like
but
a rascal.
These diehard fans, they will really hate you. Like,
true. I remember when there was one guy who was like a murderer, and then maybe there were a couple that were murderers, and I remember them like after the show, a while later, people were still giving them shit because they cannot separate reality,
yeah,
from this like on screen life. It's so bizarre.
You know, you still remember the villains, and it's like villain season. You know, like the end, like December, yeah. Just before Christmas.
Every time,
villain season.
There's a couple of people that keep popping up, and I'll be saying to Ben, surely they're going to be on the cliffhanger.
Yeah,
surely this is heading down the cliffhanger lane.
They're just bringing in a few extras to kill off in December. Yeah. Just get enough attached, and then the new cast of
then
next
boom.
Season. Yeah. Okay. I actually had another thing I wanted to share. So apparently, anything you look at, you know what it would feel like to lick.
I'm doing it right
doing
now.
It. So, like, imagine your TV remote. Like, you know exactly. Mm-hmm. And almost like you would have a little bit of what it would taste like, just a little bit salty.
I wonder if it's because when you're a baby, you put so much shit in your mouth. But also, like, I guess maybe you're just thinking, is it the, like, you can think of what it feels like with your fingers.
Yeah.
So maybe you're just kind of like linking it to your tongue. I don't know.
Yeah, like
I'm just looking at this cane box next to me thinking, I could give that a good look. I know what that's going to feel like. I think it'd be pretty satisfying, actually.
But like an armpit? You know, like you've never done that.
And you know that the hair would get all like...
Yeah, and the sound?
Yeah, not probably not. Blah, 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 but
anyway,
we went to a weird place. Let's
what's your final fact?
Okay, it's the longest word that you can type with your left hand. Is sweater dresses.
There was probably a time where that sweater dresses were more prevalent, and maybe
they're coming back
was...
in though. They're coming back in.
Yeah, sweater everything. Dresses.
You know what? I don't have the body shape for a sweater dress.
Glassons had those polar fleece hoodies that were all the rage, and they had like they were zip up with the hoodie, and they had like the wrap around the front of the neck.
I had a grey and a black one.
Yes, and then the fabric belts that had the metal clips in the middle.
Yep. That might have been a Supre number, or was that from Glassons as well? I never knew if it was Supre or Supre. I felt like all the fancy girls called it Supre, and I just called it Supre.
That's where you went if you needed a $5 pair of leggings or a fabric belt.
Or a real hot halter neck top that could also double as a dress. I mean, maybe. I wouldn't know.
So I grew up in Nelson's. We didn't have anything as flash as Supre. We had Trends with a Z.
Oh, wow. What kind of things did Trends have?
Belly piercings.
Oh, Playboy ones?
They had all the dangly options.
Oh, God, I've got horror stories about tummy buttons. I remember, I actually went and got mine done on my break from New Zealand Natural Ice Cream in Takapuna Mall when I was 16. And then my friend got one done at a similar time. And one day she was lying, this is a very gross story, she was lying down on a deck and her tummy button ring got caught in between the bits of wood. And she stood up, and it didn't end well.
Oh, mine was done so poorly that it was always infected. But the best part was when it was infected and you could just peel the crust off the ball.
And squeeze that little slug out of your tummy button. Did you ever do that? Mine got infected too. I also pierced my own nose, which got very infected. Now I have a huge hole in the side of my nose permanently. And no makeup fills it in. Looks worse and worse every time I put makeup on. Looks like a huge blackhead. I filled it in. I pierced it in class with a pin and a tampon up my nose, and then I filled it. I put a it doesn't go the whole way through, and I put a hairbrush bristle in as a you know, like a jewel.
That is disgusting.
And surprisingly, it got infected.
I don't have any Japanese characters on my arm, so I feel like I did survive some pretty hectic challenges.
Oh, don't even talk to me about those. Oh, wowza. Let's just say someone around here might have a little bit of a learn, live, love type situation going on.
Well, it can't be as bad as a friend of mine who wanted a tattoo of the word breathe. But then while they were there, this must have been pre the internet, while they were there, weren't 100% certain of the spelling of breathe. So I stopped at breath, never returned. So.
Okay.
Just breath.
I actually
live, laugh, and breath.
I cannot laugh at anyone's tattoos because mine are just beyond tragic.
Are they?
Oh, God, yeah. So tragic. But hey.
We'll save that. It's a cliffhanger, eh? That's a cliffhanger for next time. But yeah, find us on Instagram and send us your feedback, send us your questions, and whatever you want to share. We're always replying to messages constantly on the daily.
Oh, it never ends. some topics, maybe? Did we say we don't have an Instagram page for this? We've just got our personal ones. Did we already say that? I don't know.
Yeah, well, now you did. So here we go. Great. There we cleared that up. Thank you. And thank you, Beck. And thanks, everyone, for listening. Ka kite.
Bye.